Kof Elul, Monday the 15th of September, Rabbi Yoel Aberman, Kol Yisrael Arevim Ze Lozeh.
Morning, everyone. This week's Pasha, beginning, Atem Nitzovim Ayoim Kochem Bifnei Hashem Rekechem. So Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Kol Yisrael, the day that he was Nifter, Yoim Moisoi, so Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the whole of Kol Yisrael, Mlamet Shekinsa Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yoyim Moisoi. What was the purpose to gather all of Klal Yisrael? Lachnisam Bebris. Like the Pasuk carries on. He gathered everyone, Roshechem, Shivtechem, Ziknechem, Sheitechem, Kol Yisrael. What was the purpose of gathering all of Klal Yisrael? Carries on the Pasuk, Le'ovrecho Bebris Hashem Ulekecho V'Olose. To bring Klal Yisrael into a bris. So they showed him, ask, what's this another bris which Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing them in? We learned last week said the Parshas Kisova, you already see over there, it says at the end of the Parsha, Eina Divra Abris, Ushmatim is Divra Abris. So once again another bris, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the day he was Nifter, he was telling them, he wants to gather them into another bris. The Ramban speaks about it, the Rechaim HaKodesh comes and says, Pshat in this bris is different than the bris of Parshas Kisova. Says the Rechaim, V'nire, Ki kavonas Moshe bebris zeh, is la'achnisom, Ba'arvus zeh al zeh. Till now, Klal Yisrael, they had the Torah to keep. Everyone's to themselves. Everyone has to give their own din v'cheshbon, what they keep, what they don't keep. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu is bringing them into a new bris, that each one is responsible for another. Ba'arvus zeh im zeh, k'dei she'ishtabul kol echot ba'ad chaveroi, leval yav v'pi Hashem. Each one is responsible, not only for yourself, for somebody else, he also shouldn't be over the Torah. V'yu nitfosim zeh about zeh, and they'll be punished. If you were able to stop somebody from doing an avera, you didn't stop him, you'll be punished that you didn't stop him. That this bris is the bris of arvus. It finishes off in this parasha. It says, "Anistoris l'Hashem elokeinu v'aniglois lonu l'vanenu ad elof." So the niglois, the ones that you can see that somebody doing an avera, you don't stop him, you also get punished. That's the way the Rechaim explains. That's this separate bris, different than the bris of Parshas Kisovei. The same pshat, mamash, exactly the same pshat, the Kliyoko on the place says exactly the same thing. This is the bris. Kliyoko explains it a bit further, and he says that the bris which the Eden first had when they came out of Mitzrayim, that bris, we see, didn't last. The Eden did the Chetah Egel. Why did they do the Chetah Egel? He says, very simple. Because then they weren't responsible one for another. So each one was to themselves. So if you saw somebody else did something wrong, it's nothing to do with me. He did something wrong. Sure. So mainly that's what came out of Chetah Egel. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, everyone has to be, if you're responsible for somebody else, you can't just sit back and say, it's nothing to do with me. You're responsible. You see somebody wants to be over the way, you're all responsible. You're all going to get punished. So Memela, this was the bris which will stop them from doing such a race like the Chetah Egel. He brings an example. He says, every guarantor, if you sign your guarantor on Halvor, so if you see the Loiva is stump throwing out money, you make sure to stop him. Don't just throw out your money. Because if you don't have any money left to pay, they're going to come to me. So you're going to make sure to look after, to watch the labor, to see that he doesn't stump throw around his money. So same thing over here. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everyone should be responsible like this. This will stop the Eden from doing Avedas if they have more people responsible for them. That's the way the Rechaim and the Kliyoka explain. That's the separate bris over here, which wasn't in Parshas Kisovei, which wasn't early on. Now, B'yoyim Moisei, Moshe Rabbeinu brought Klal Yisrael, each one is responsible for another. And Bible says, the Gemara already quotes us, tells us that there's a bris of Arvus, more than say a bris, that there's this din of Arvus, that Klal Yisrael are responsible one for another. So the Gemara says, when did it actually happen? Moshe Rabbeinu brought them in the Arvus, but when was the Chal? When did Eden become responsible? So Rashi brings on later on the Pasuk on his stories, Hashem Elokeinu. Rashi said that there's the points, there's the dots on Lonu Elvonenu. There's these dots. It's Rashi, why is it pointed out? Nokud al Lonu Elvonenu. Says Rashi to tell us, Lidrash Afala Niglois, Le'onash Esurabim Ach Obrisayarim. Only when Klal Yisrael, they crossed the river, Mishikiblo Aleim Es Ashvur Baha Grizim Baha Evil. Once they were Makabal on themselves, when they crossed the river, they went into Ha Grizim Ha Evil. V'nasu arevim zeh lo zeh. See, come on, Sanhedrin mem gimel amud beis. But the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu told them about it, but when was it actually chal, this din that Klal Yisrael, one were responsible for another, to make sure they don't do somebody else doesn't do an avera? Once they crossed Eretz Yisrael, they crossed Hagriz and Ha'evel, that's when they became responsible. Now, mikoach this din of Arvus, there's a famous Gemara which we all know, which the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes Tum Adalef. So the Gemara, that's what we want to discuss today a little bit. Maybe we'll come, we'll have some time to bring in a bit about Tkiya Shofar. We also see the same din. The Gemara says that here's a din, a person was already Yotze Mitzvah, he already made the Brocha, he's already been Yotze for himself, but there's somebody else, he doesn't know how to make a Brocha himself. So Tana, the Gemara says, Kol HaBrochas Kulam, Afal Pishi Yotze, he himself was Yotze, Moitzi, he can be Moitzi, somebody else. Why, how does it work? I've done my mitzvah already. How can I be Moitzi Yud? Why isn't I Brocha Levatol? I'm not Mechuyiv anymore. Says Rashi, because of this halacha, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeloze, so you can't just say, I'm done. No, I'm responsible that you should do your mitzvah. Not only for our various, each one was punished for another, for mitzvahs as well. I have to make sure you're doing your mitzvahs, you're saying your brochas. So even though I've been yotz already, I can still be motzi you. It becomes from this halacha of arvus, that's why you can be motzi somebody else, even after you've been yotz. There's another Gemara in brochas, that chofam at base, where the Gemara clears the shayla. Noshim bebirkas samozn. Noshim, if they eat, and they have to make big samozn. Other mechuyev big samozn, the raisa, or the rabbon. More clear the shayla. Maybe the only mechuyev to make big samozn, maybe it's only for men. Noshim, maybe they're not mechuyev big samozn, mid raisa, only mid rabbonon. Says the Gemara, what's the difference? What's the difference? Then you have to bench. The raisa, the rabbonon. Says the Gemara, the difference would be if they can be moitzi, a man. If they're only mechuyev big samozn, mid rabbonon, then they can't be moitzi, a man who ate kidei sevir. He is chayav deiraisa to make big samozn. So if a lady is a mechayav midrabbanon, she can't be moitzi a man who is chayav deiraisa. That's what the Gemara says. That's the difference if a isha is chayav deiraisa or drabbanon. Says the Rosh. So the Gemara doesn't come with a clear solution. What's the taka of the din of the chayav deiraisa or not? It's a sofik. Says the Rosh. Because it's a sofik, it's a baya de la ifshita. So maybe sofik, we have to be machme that the lady shouldn't be moitzi a man with big samozn. That's the Rosh. In fact, the Rosh doesn't understand the Gemara. He says, there's a Gemara later on, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph in Brochas, where the Gemara brings a story, we'll go later on into the story, but the Gemara says there, that somebody who ate a kezayis dogon, he only ate a kezayis, he only mechuyev big samozn midrabbanon, and the Gemara says, once you've eaten a kezayis, you can bench, and you can be moitzi even somebody who ate kedei sevir. Somebody who ate kezayis, only mechuyev midrabbanon, he can be moitzi. Somebody who ate kidei sevir, he's chayav deraisa. So it's often a steer. Here we see that if a lady is only chayav big samozn midrabbanon, she can't be moitzi a man who's chayav deraisa. So why, if somebody only ate a man only ate kezayis, he's only chayav drabbanon, he can be moitzi somebody who ate kidei sevir and is chayav deraisa? That's the Rosh's kasha on the two Gemaras. Comes the Rosh, famous Rosh with his teretz, and the machleks are explaining him how to understand Rosh's teretz, and he makes nafka minis la'aloch. Says the Rosh like this. There's a big difference, says the Rosh. By a man, there's arvus. So even though, really, a man doesn't have to eat at all. Even if he doesn't eat at all, he can still be moitzi, somebody who ate and is chayav to bench. Because we just learned, yotza moitzi, kol yisrael arevim zeh. So even if he didn't eat at all, he can still be moitzi. The reason why I want him to eat the kezayis is only that he should be able to say shochalnu, is only he should be able to say the nusach habrocha. Or really, he doesn't have to eat at all, because it's arvus. Mashenkin, the lady, says the Rosh, Noshim, they're not included in Arvus. So if they're not included in Arvus, so in Ramela, if they only chayav derabbanon, they can't be moitzi somebody who's chayav deraisa. By a man, he's got Arvus, so in Ramela, even if he didn't eat at all, or he has to eat kezayis, he can be moitzi somebody who ate kedei sevir. Whereas the lady, where she's not bechlal Arvus, so in Ramela, if she's only chayav midrabbanon, she cannot be moitzi a man who's chayav deraisa. That's the Rosh. So the dogma revolved, Moed Behuda. So the Rosh says,
even if she's eaten,
but she's only chayav midrabbanon. The Gemara's got tzad. The lady, even if she's eaten the kedei sevir, she's only chayav midrabbanon, the big samozn. So if she's only chayav midrabbanon, so she can't be moitzi somebody who's chayav deraisa, because her deraisa, her brocha is not a brocha.
Because
that's why she's only chayav midrabbanon. Fine, but if she's only chayav midrabbanon, so she's not chayav deraisa. So the gab of the deraisa is if she's not mechuyev, so she can't be moitzi because she doesn't have a pasha of arvus. So if she doesn't have a pasha of arvus, she can't be moitzi, unless her chiyuv is equal. If she's chayav deraisa, then she can be moitzi, because aloch of shumei akol, we'll come to that soon.
Another lady, she could.
If she's chayav deraisa, she can be moitzi to a man. Another lady, yes. Yeah, another lady, yes. Mm-hmm. To another man.
She could be moitzi a man who eats his eyes.
Yes. If the chiyuv is equal. That's right. She eats that. But to my man, eke de sphere. So that's the Rosh. Now, there's two ways how to explain the Rosh. The dogum revolver. In Erech Chaim, Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, Hilchas Kiddush, he understood the Rosh Kipshuta. that Noshim are excluded from the parsha of Arus. That's what we learned. This week's Sedra, the Klal Yisrael accepted responsibility, that's only on a man. But on the ladies, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put on them that they are responsible one for another. They're not included in Arvus. So they don't have this din of Yotze or Motzi, that even though they've been Yotze, or if they're not Mechuyim and Big Sam Ozen, they can't be Motzi, somebody else.
Even other women?
No. Other women, yes.
Women?
No. Parshas also not. Parshas also not. Parshas not. They're not responsible.
There's no din of
Arvus. No din of Arvus. So therefore, Baldur Mavavla has a sophic. What would be a din? Very good. So the lady is not responsible for a man. What's the opposite way? Is a man responsible for a lady? Maybe if Noshim are excluded from Arvus, so like a lady is not not responsible for a man, maybe a man is not responsible for women to keep the Torah. Arvus only for men, maybe lady, I don't know, one on another, I don't know. But the Dogma of clears the shadow. What's the din if a man is responsible for a lady? Therefore, he's got a sophic, halacha lemaisa. What happens every Friday night? A person, he davens Friday night Maariv. So the Mogen Avrom holds, when you're davening, you yotze the chiyuv midiraisa of Kiddush, you yotze betfilah already. When you daven, you say mekadosh haShabbos, you've already been yotze your chiyuv midiraisa. You come home, and your wife, she's been busy preparing the Shabbos table, she didn't have time to daven. So she's chayav in Kiddush, midiraisa. The ladies also chayav in Kiddush. It's a mitzvah, you know, Mitzvah Seishas Mangrom, we learn out, the ladies are chayav in Kiddush, midiraisa. So comes out, I come home from shul, I'm only making Kiddush now to be yotze machiyuv midrabbonim. I've already been Yotze Machiv Deraisa. I come home now, and I'm going to be Motzi her with the Deraisa. How can I be Motzi her? If there's no Arvus from a man to a woman, so how can I be Motzi her? I'm on Yichayv Drabonon. How can I be Motzi her? But she's Mechuv Mideraisa. That's what the Dogma Hova Ibad is at Tzorachin. He doesn't know. According to the Rosh, that lady is not responsible in Arvus. What if a man is responsible for a lady? That's the topic of the Dogma Hova. He blabbed that Tzorachin. In the Sefer Tzlach, on Masech Tz Brochot Al-Chof, it seems like he takes on the halacha hazoi. That probably I would take on, but goes both ways around. Like, she's not responsible for him, he's not responsible for her, and therefore, according to Dogma Bavavah, will come out, you have to be careful. She has to go and daven. Oh, it's a very simple solution. Rabbi Kivegi says, you can say good Shabbos, and Yotze Yechiv Deraisa. So I'm sure she comes home, I'm sure she greets her husband and says good Shabbos to him. So she's Yotze, so she's Mechavan to be Yotze, so she's also Yotze Deraisa. But otherwise, if she didn't daven, she didn't say good Shabbos, wasn't Yotze Deraisa, according to Dogma Mevola, she has a big problem. The husband can't be Yotze with Kiddush.
Can it be that he has an option to say yes or no? I will Yotze this woman, but with a man he can't, he doesn't have his option, he has to do it.
But it doesn't work. If he's not responsible for her...
But he can if he wants to, let's say.
You have to be mechuyev. You can't. In order to... The brocha, you should be able to be mechuyev, you have to be mechuyev. Otherwise, I've already done my mitzvah. Like a cotton can't do it, because he's not mechuyev. If he's not mechuyev to do it, his brocha is not a brocha. Okay. So that's the dogma mevor. The question is...
When he governs, can he opt not to be yotze with governing?
Yes, that's a possibility, yes. That's a possibility, yeah. Right, but there's a big kasha which Kivega asks on the Dogma Revolver. Kivega asks a kasha from a Gemara. This is the Gemara which I mentioned earlier, the Gemara Daf Memches on Adalef in Brochas, where the Gemara brings the story of Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech, we all know, he killed all the Chachomim, And the Gemara says that, and the only one he left, his wife managed to keep, she hid, was Shimon ben Shotach. The only one, he never knew about it, she hid. She kept Shimon ben Shotach alive. So the Gemara says, they were enjoying a meal. Yana and his friends with his wife, they were having a party, having a meal. They ate bread together. And it came to benching. Yana looks like they were Amoretz. They needed somebody to be mitzvah them with benching. And they didn't have anyone. There's no Talmid Chachomim around. Nobody could be mitzvah them with benching. So she told them, I'll find you someone if you promise me that you won't do any harm to him. I'll find you someone. So she took out Shimon ben Shotach. And Shimon ben Shotach would say, okay, I'll bench for you. I'll be mitzvah you with benching. So the Gemara says he only drank something. He drank a little bit of wine or something. And he was moist and big as a Muslim. The Gemara says he didn't do that. It wasn't that correct what he did. Because he really should have eaten something. Drinking is not enough. If he would have eaten a kezayis dog or a kezayis, he can be moist them with big as a Muslim. So we see from the Gemara that if Shimon ben Shotach would have eaten just a kezayis, so he's only chayav big as a Muslim with Rabbonon. He could be moist them. And they probably ate Kidei Svir, that's what you see, Tostus, Rashi Tostus, they ate Kidei Svir, they had a whole Suda, and they're Chayv Deraisa with Big Samozen, he could be Motzi them. So that's very good. He can be Yotzi Yanai HaMelech. Very good. Oh, but he was with his wife as well, the queen. Yanai Malkasil was there as well. So she was there. How could he be Yotzi her? He's only Chayiv Midrabonon. She's Chayiv Deiraisa. So if there's no Arvus from lady, from man to lady, how could he be Yotzi her? The Gemara says, Yanai HaMelech and the queen, they both ate Kidei Sviya, and they needed somebody to be Yotzi them, a big Samozn. Who did they bring along? Shimon ben Shotach. Shimon ben Shotach, had he eaten only a Kezayis, would have been enough for him to be Yotzi. He's only Chayiv Midrabonon, she's Chayiv Deiraisa, and we see clearly in the Gemara, he could be Yotzi her. So we see clearly in the Gemara that a man is responsible for a lady. That's what Kibbeh
says.
That
he was looking for somebody.
Who?
He was looking
for somebody. But most of Shimon... only so she wasn't Yotzi. Pasha says, Masha. So he should have taught her to be, she should have said after him. I mean, there was a way she could have said after him word for word. But don't say that. So because of this kasha, Rebbe Kivega argues with the dogma of all. Says Rebbe Kivega, you got the whole pshat in the Rosh, you got wrong. That's not pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh never meant to say that ladies are excluded from Arvus. Why should ladies be excluded from Arvus? There's a din of Yotza or Moitzi. You don't find anywhere in Shas to say that ladies don't have this din, that once I've been Yotza, I can't be Moitzi somebody else. We don't find. Ladies have the same pasha. Forget it. Erechaim says that this week's pasha, Tapchem, Neshechem, says also Neshechem. They're also included in Arvus, so they're also responsible to make sure somebody else keeps the mitzvah. Ay, Bazoi, what's pshat in the Rosh? So why, if ladies only chayv a big samoz midrabonon, then they can't be moitzi a man who's chayv deraisa? Says the Kivega, push a pshat. But that's only in a mitzvah you chayv. In a mitzvah that I'm a chuyv, I'm also responsible for somebody else. If ladies don't chayv a big samoz midrabonon, I'd say something else. Because I'm a chuyv in the mitzvah, so of course you can't expect me to be responsible for somebody else if I myself am excluded from this mitzvah. So dafke and beke some Muslim, where no shemoni chayv midrabonon, then they're not responsible for somebody else. Obavad in the mitzvah deraisa, for example, kiddush. A lady is chayv deraisa in kiddush. Of course, there'll be arvus. So a man can be moitzi her, and she can be moitzi him. She is chayv deraisa. Even if she is already made kiddush, she's davened already. Or she's made kiddush, she can make kiddush with somebody else. No problem. So according to Rebbe Kivega, it makes life very easy. No problem. Arvus for ladies, for men to women to men, both ways. The only exclusion the Rosh says is something. She's not mechuyev. If Bikisa Mosin, she's not mechuyev in Bikisa Mosin, because she's only chayv derabonon. In such a mitzvah, she's not responsible for somebody else. Halacha lemaisa, just to Mishnah Brura taker, Paskin, Simon Resh Ein Aleph, Mishnah Brura Paskin Zakir Bikivei. So there's no problem making Kiddush Friday night, wants to come home, just wants to calm everyone down, so you can make Kiddush for your wife, you can share the daven, you can, no problem. That's Mishnah Brura Paskin Zakir Bikivei. Fine. That's Rebbe Kivega's malach. But, Neidi Bihuda, we have to be Meyashiv, this kasha on the Neidi Bihuda, how can we explain how to be answered from this Gemara of Yana HaMelech, there shouldn't be a kasha on the Neidi Bihuda. So you could say the following. We learned the halacha of Arvus. Arvus is Yotza or Moitzi. Even though I've already been Yotza my mitzvah, I can be Moitzi somebody else. There's also another halacha. There's another halacha which Gemara in Sukkot of Lamed Ches on the base brings down, the halacha of Shemei HaKoin. Shemei HaKoin means, if I haven't been Yotza my mitzvah yet, I haven't been Yotza, none of us have been Yotza the mitzvah, and I'm making a brocha now, right? The halacha is, if you're listening to me, you can be Yotze with my brocha. So there's two halachas. There's one halacha of Shemei HaKoyin. If I haven't been Yotze yet, I'm being Yotze myself, then you can be Yotze by listening to me. Even though you're not saying it, just listening to me. The Chazon Lein Megillah. He's Yotze for himself. And also at the same time, he's Yotze somebody else with Shemei HaKoyin. And there's another halacha, no, even if I've already done my mitzvah, I've already heard Megillah. Right? I'm learning now for somebody else. So the halacha is a Yotze or Yotze of halacha of Arvus. So pashtas, the way you learn it, it's two separate halachas. One halacha is when I'm coming to be moitzi myself. So at the same time, by you listening, you can be yotze. There's another halacha, even though I've already been yotze, and I'm making the brocha just for you. I've done my mitzvah already. I'm doing it just for you. It's a halacha of arvus that I can be moitzi. However, the halacha is, the Gemara says in brochas, that was once a story with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was ill, and he was laying in bed, and finally, Baruch Hashem, he became better. Cholash ve'itfach, he became better. Says the Gemara, the Chachomim, they came to visit him when he was becoming better, so the Rabbonon came into him, and they came to visit him. And as they were about to leave, they said, Brich Rachmona, they made the said broch. Brich Rachmona, geloibt is the Eibishter, the Yoavach Nihalon, he gave you back to us, the Le Yoavach Laafra, and Chas Hashon, you are Nifta. He gave you back to us, he gave back the life to you. The Yoavach Rachmona Nihalon, the Le Laafra. So he told him, you said this brocha, normally it's Amdi Yecholiv and Esrapa, you have to say the Bekes HaGoymer. So he told me, you parted me from saying Bekes HaGoymer. Now, don't say HaGoymer, because you said the brocha, and I, the one who says, I said Omen afterwards, he answered Omen. So I made it, if I answered Omen, I was saying, I'm here to the Bekes HaGoymer. So the Gemara says, Dafke if you answered Omen. So in fact, but he answered Omen. So the one says, I didn't say it. The one, the honor must try Omen. So the Torah brings down Shem the Rosh. Why do you have to answer Omen? We know all brochas, right? That we pass an assimilation with Gimel. That Me'ike Adin, if I say a brocha, and you had Kavona to listen, even if you didn't answer Omen, you're Yotze. If I make Kiddush, and you didn't answer Omen, you were dreaming, you didn't answer Omen, even so Yotze Me'ike Adin, Yotze Kiddush. So why over here do you have to say Omen? So answers the Rosh, the way Rabbi Kivega explains the Rosh, that it depends what type of brocha I'm saying. If it's a brocha of Shemea Ka'ina, that means I'm saying the brocha for myself, and you're Yotze by you listening. If it's a Shemea Ka'ina Deke brocha, then you don't have to answer Omen. Even if you didn't answer Omen, you're Yotze, you're brocha. Oh, but if it's not a Shemea Ka'ina Deke brocha, I've already been Yotze my mitzvah. I'm saying it just for you. If I'm saying it just for you, I don't need this brocha. I'm saying it all just for you. If it's just for you, it's only a brocha if you answer Omen. Otherwise, well, what's the connection, me and you? If it's for myself, no, because I got myself, you as well. You don't have to answer Omen. Oh, if I'm saying it just for you, then you have to answer Omen. So Mela here, where they were saying Brich Rachmon, they're not mechuyev to make a Brich HaGoymel, nothing wrong with them. They're saying especially for him. So Mela, the thing especially for him is Dafke if you answered Omen. That's how the Rosh explains this Gemara. And we pass another Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Yutes. The Mechaber brings it down. Therefore, the Mechaber carries on. The Torah says it. Now, what happens if somebody is chayav to see HaGoymel? You have two people. They both traveled from the sea, or both Chodesh and Esrapa. They both mechuyev to see HaGoymel. Then, even if he doesn't answer Omen, he can be moitzim al Shemea Koyim. So Rav Chaim Zalman Taki says, sometimes somebody goes to hospital, he brings the tshuva there, that if somebody goes to make Kiddush Friday night, he goes to hospitals, to ill people, they can't make Kiddush, but he doesn't really have da'as to be Yotze Kiddush. He's going after the home to make Kiddush for his wife and children, and it could be he's not even a Makabal Shabbos, maybe they're a Makabal Shabbos early, he's going to travel home afterwards, so he just said Kiddush for them. So he's saying the whole Kiddush for them, says Rav Chaim Zalman, we have to be Machmet to Rebbe Kivega, Kiddush, that you only Yotze or Moitzi if they answer Omen. So if I'm making a brocha, especially for you, happens sometimes you make Megillah laning, you make for old people, you make Megillah laning for ladies, they have to be careful to answer Omen. If they don't answer Omen, says Rabbi Kivega, they're not Yotze Mitzvah. So we see from Rabbi Kivega, Shemea Kohen and Arvus are two separate dinim. Two separate dinim and has different halachas. However, there's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Tosfos asks a kasha, we know we blow shofar, we all blow 100 kolos, everyone's makbid, 100 kolos of shofar. In fact, Tosfos asks a kasha, why is there no problem about Tosef? Midiraisa, you only have to blow a maximum 10 kolos. So, you're blowing more and more. Why is not, the Gemara says clearly, Avavis Asotin, why is not a problem about Tosef? Says Tosfos, maybe you're going to tell me, I've got a solution. That the Gemara says, about Tosef, you're only over Bizmanu. Only in the time of the mitzvah, then you're over about Tosef. Or b'shiloi bizmana mitzvah, if it's past the time of the mitzvah, I'm not over anymore about Tosef. So maybe I'll say, once a person has blown shofar, he's yotze his mitzvah, he said, not the zman anymore, he's already finished with blowing shofar. It's shloi bizmanoi, so if it's shloi bizmanoi, he's not over about Tosef anymore. That's what Tosef suggests to say. So Tosef, no, you can't say that. I'll bring you a proof you can't say that. Because we find the Gemara says, by Birkas Koyanim, the Gemara says, if a Kohen was ready duchen, then he said Birkas Kohenim. And the Gemara says, if he adds on another brocha, he's over about Tosef. I afraid the Gemara, but he's done his mitzvah, so say it's Shlei Bizmanoi. So the Gemara, no, but maybe, perhaps, what happens if he has another tzibu? He finishes one tzibu, maybe he's going to have another tzibu, then he's got another mitzvah to say Birkas Kohenim. Oibazoi, it's called Zmanoi, because you never know what's going to come in. Maybe you're going to have more Birkas Kohenim today. So it's always called Zmanoi. So you're over about Tosef. So says Tosfos, but the same thing to Kiyah Shofar. You're right, you've done your mitzvah. But maybe there's going to be somebody who's going to come to you knocking on your door. I haven't been yotze to Kiyah Shofar, come and blow for me. So the whole day you might be busy with Kiyah Shofar. It's all Zman HaMitzvah. That's Tosfos Kasha. You can't tell me it's shloi bizmanai. The whole day of Rosh Hashanah, it's zmana mitzvah, even though you've already been yotze, but maybe you might be needed to be mitzvah other people. Oh, thank you, Kiveg. It says, Ofa ani tachas kapois raglia tesis. Doesn't understand tesis comparison from tkiah shofar to birkas kohanim. By birkas kohanim, it's his own mitzvah. Every time he has a tzibur, the kohen has a mitzvah to go and bench them. Because kohenim. So he made it, it's mana mitzvah the whole time. Whereas by shofar, he's done his mitzvah, he can only do his mitzvah once. Once he's done his mitzvah, he's been yotzei his mitzvah already. If he's yotzei his mitzvah, that he has to do for somebody else. That doesn't make his mana mitzvah. His mitzvah is finished. That's what the Kivege Blad is at Tzorochin, doesn't understand Tosis. Comes the Chassam Sofer in Shuvas, and says the Chassam Sofer, he doesn't understand what he brings up the Kivege, he doesn't understand what the Kivege wants. He comes to the Mordek Yisod. This is where we see the Chassam Sofer argues with the Kivege, the Holy Yisod of Arvas. Says the Kivege, the Chassam Sofer, no. Arvas Pshat is, if somebody else hasn't done his mitzvah, Pshat is, I can also be made, I'm also responsible. If you're responsible for somebody else, it's as if you haven't done your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is not complete. When a person has a chiv to blow shofar, it's not only his own shofar, he has to make sure other people also being yotzei tkiya shofar. Oh, but that's why it's called zman mitzvah. Because if somebody else hasn't been yotzei mitzvah tkiya shofar, you haven't been yotzei your complete mitzvah of tkiya shofar. Because your complete mitzvah is to make sure you do it and others do it. So maybe it's called zman mitzvah. That's the chassam sofer. That's how. What?
You never yotzei mitzvah because there's always going to be
something. How much you can? Okay, how much you can? Well, once you can't, once the day is finished and you can't. But the whole day when it's mitzvah tkiya shofar and there are people who haven't been yotzei your mitzvah, you haven't finished your mitzvah. That's the chassam sofer. So let's come back to the Neidei Behuda. Eibazoi, you could say like this. So Merdeki, you say, and the emissaries are found later on in Tzlach himself, the Neidei Behuda himself in Tzlach, he answers his test from the kasha of Yanei HaMelech HaMalkis. He says like this, Gevaldi. He says, Kvege learns as Arvis and Shemei HaKohen is two dinim. If it's two dinim, Kvege's kasha is a Gevaldi kasha. Oh, but the way that Chassam Sofer explains, you could learn, the emes is, when I'm being Motzi somebody else, it doesn't make a difference. Even if I've already been Yotzi the mitzvah, I've done my mitzvah already. So Pashas, I'm coming to Motzi somebody else, there's no Shemei HaKohen, I've done my mitzvah, I'm just saying it for you. Or according to the Chassam Sofer, you can say no. Even though I've done my mitzvah, but if I'm coming to Motzi you, I'm not just coming to Motzi you, I'm also coming to Motzi myself, because I haven't finished my mitzvah. My mitzvah is not complete until you do your mitzvah. So I haven't yet finished my mitzvah. So when I am coming to make a brocha for you, because you haven't been yotze, it's as if I'm saying it for myself. Because I myself haven't finished my mitzvah. When I'm saying this brocha, I'm being Motzi you al Shemei HaKohen. No, it's Arvus causes that because of that my mitzvah is not complete, so my brocha is a Shemei HaKohen deke brocha. You're yotze because I'm being yotze myself, because I myself have a chiv. I haven't yet finished my chiv. So the Mela comes out, there's only one din of Shemei HaKohen. Now through Arvus, every time there's Arvus, that makes it there should be another Shemei HaKohen. So Mela by Yanei HaMelech is gewaldig. Yanei HaMelech, what did he do Shemei Ben Shotach? He's responsible for Yanei HaMelech. Because according to the dogma of Avodah, there's only Arvus from man to man. Man to lady, there's no Arvus. Fine. Oh, but from Shimon ben Shotach to Yanei HaMelech, there was Arvus, because he's a man. So he's already responsible for him. Once he's responsible for him, so the bracha which I am saying now, he's saying now, how is he being Motzi Yanei HaMelech? Al Shemei HaKohen. Because he's responsible for Yanei HaMelech, so as if he himself is Mechuyev. So his bracha becomes a bracha of Shemei HaKohen. Once his bracha is Shemei HaKohen, automatically she can also be Yotze. Even though it's not Arvus for her. Like if he's Mechuyev to make a bracha, the Raisa, she can be Yotze because Shemei HaKohen. So he also, once he's responsible for him, automatically she can also be Yotze within Shemei HaKohen. Well, that's only according to the Chassam Sofer, B'Kvegelish Yitosei. How Nishal Zer, B'Kvegelish Yitosei, well, no. Once you've done your mitzvah is finished. Your mitzvah is done. There's no Shemei HaKohen anymore. And you are Loch of Arvus, so we have to know if you're responsible for her or not. So maybe we can make it schwer from this Gemara. Or the dog in the Vogel, the Nebu Yudot Gav, like the Chassam Sofer, the Arvus makes the Ad Kedei Kach, that your Chiyuv is not complete until you finish the Mitzvah, until everyone else has been Yotzeh. So every time I'm being Motzi somebody else, it's as if I'm making the Brocha for myself, and Yotzeh within Shemei HaKohen.